whole game. Yeah.
It's impressive.
Say something you didn't say about Trevor Cahill the other day.
That I didn't say about him?
Since this was the same game.
Oh. Mike Fiers pitched tonight.
When Fiers is throwing as many pitches as he is there in a second, I mean, do you start to think about getting someone up? And after that, what did you see from him?
Well, you know, really, I didn't want to. I mean, I needed some innings tonight. But the how he turned it around, again, you know, he's throwing as many pitches as he did. He didn't look like he had command really of anything. And he and Luke kind of were discussing some things on the bench, and I think Luke pointed out that he was, you know, he wasn't coming straight towards him. He was a little offline, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a quick fix. So, you know, it's what battery mates will do for each other. And Luke's caught him before, you know, in Milwaukee, so he knows him really well and got him straightened out, because after that, he was fantastic.
How comfortable is this Lorenzo look to your eye?
Well, really, really comfortable. I mean, he's an aggressive player. This is a night that, you know, we made the park look small for a night that usually plays really big. You know, and started with him. You know, right center is difficult here, and then to hit one as far as he did to left, Steven smoked one. KD hit one off a window. I mean, we got some power. And, you know, I was joking in the dugout about these warm summer nights in Oakland, and they weren't buying it, but to answer your question, he looks very comfortable.
Bob Fiers, I mean, that's three starts in a row now for you guys. I mean, obviously, when you trade for a guy like that, you expect it, but I mean, has he been even better than you kind of thought?
Yeah, you know, you hope that he gets off to a good start, because there can be some pressure put on a guy coming into, you know, a situation like this. You want to impress your teammates right away, and he has. And he feels really comfortable. Makes you feel that much more comfortable when you have that type of success when you come to a new team right away. And I think similar to the Laureano situation, he gets off to a good start, and now he has some confidence at the big league level, and he's just running with it. So, no, that was a key acquisition for us, and he's pitching like we would have hoped.
Coach, you guys have now allowed two or fewer runs, and I think your starters in 15 out of 18 games.
Yeah.
How much has LaCroix meant to your team and sort of the way that he's handled your staff?
Yeah, he's been, from the minute he got there in spring training, you know, a veteran guy that understands. He's like having a pitching coach on the field. I mean, our pitching coach is doing a great job, but, you know, he's that veteran guy that usually for the younger guys is more instrumental, but obviously for the veteran guys too. You know, Josh Fabry's doing a nice job too. We have a really good tandem going right now, but that's one of the reasons we brought Luke in, and more for the younger guys. We had some younger guys get hurt, so now we have some veteran guys in the rotation, but initially that's why, one of the reasons we brought him in.
Luke leads the league in getting runners out, caught stealing. What can you say about just his ability just to be able to catch and throw the way he does and just have that weapon behind there like that?
Yeah, both of them. I mean, Fagley's got even a better percentage. I think Luke leads the league in actual caught stealings based on his workload, but you know, that's a 1.65 to the plate by Fiers, which means he's got to get it down there in a hurry, and he did. So, you know, when he took off, I didn't think he had any chance, and he cheats really well. He's in good position once he receives the ball to get off a good throw. When it's accurate, you're seeing the results.
As much as you've seen Chris do that, and that had to be one of the longer ones, I'm guessing. What was the reaction in the dugout?
Yeah, I mean, you knew off the bat that it was either going to hit the window or go in the upper deck. And on a night like this, you usually don't see a ball travel that far. It doesn't really surprise us anymore. You know, certain ones have a little bit more distance than others. But, you know, if you watch them take batting practice every day, you see balls like that pretty often. But again, because of the cold night, it was that much more impressive.
How often do you get an adjustment like the one that Luke Roy saw for Fiers and have it happen right away?
Yeah, not often. You usually work your way into it. You know, especially the way he was, you know, his ball strike ratio wasn't good. It didn't look like his command of anything was really good in the first couple innings, and then looked like a completely different pitcher after that. So it doesn't happen that significantly very often.
Thank you.